SBS Radio.
For a team more familiar with routine than unpredictability, Japan stunned the football world with its decision just 2 months out from the World Cup to fire its head coach. After leading the country to its sixth consecutive World Cup, Vahil Halilhodžić was dramatically shown the door, with Japan football chiefs citing communication issues with the players. The 65-year-old Bosnian wasn't about to walk away from the job quietly.
There was no problem with communication 4 weeks before the dismissal. The players were very motivated. Then, a month later, there is a problem with communication. But with who? After all the preparation, now another coach is better positioned? That is an exceptional challenge. I did 4 weeks of work. I think I was capable, but your president said no thank you. It's hard to accept that.
His replacement, Akira Nishino, has been given little time to prepare the team for football's biggest event. But the former Japan Football Association technical director has already shown he's keen to stamp his mark on the makeup of the Samurai Blue squad.
I have predicted and chosen the players who would be in the best condition for the start of the World Cup. In this situation, we have to look after the team and the players, as well as use my imagination about how the team is going to look at the cup.
The backline looks to be a strength, with experienced European team players Hiroki Sakai, Gotoku Sakai, Maya Yoshida, and Yuto Nagamoto forming a formidable quartet. Midfielders Shinji Kagawa and Kasuki Honda are also crucial. The defence conceded just 7 goals in Japan's 10 qualifying matches, and it will need to be at its best up against some of the world's best attacking players in Group H. One of those is Poland's record goal scorer Robert Lewandowski. The Bayern Munich striker is pleased with his team's World Cup build-up.
We will try to prepare the best we can for this tournament so that our form explodes on the first day of the first match. Our goal, at least at the beginning, is foremost to qualify from the group.
After a 12-year absence from the finals, Poland is aiming to get past the group stage for the first time in more than 3 decades. Lewandowski will be critical to achieving that goal, and the team can take some confidence out of its performance in the 2016 European Championships, when it reached the quarter-finals. Also seeking to relive past glories will be Senegal. The country is back in the World Cup for the first time since 2002, when it stunned defending champions France in the opening match, and became only the second African team to make the last 8. Coach Alio Cisse is aiming to make an even bigger impact in Russia.
I know there are a lot of comparisons being made between the 2002 generation and us, but we want to do better and reach a higher step in the competition. Football being football, no one can tell who is going to win the upcoming World Cup, but my dream is to win it and bring it back to Senegal. But we know it is going to be very difficult. What I can tell you, however, is that we are not going to go there as tourists. We are going to go there with determined players, players who are going to be there for one another, who are going to work hard to get the maximum out of this team. We are going there highly determined and confident.
Key player is Sadio Mane, whose attacking flair helped Liverpool into the Champions League final, and might just give his national team a shot at greater glory. And while qualification proved a struggle for the fourth country in Group H, it's one that can't be treated lightly. Colombia reached the quarterfinals in Brazil 4 years ago, and with attacking Bayern Munich midfielder James Rodriguez heading a talented group, the South Americans are capable of inflicting some real damage in Group H and beyond. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.